President Trump's proposed budget includes a provision that would have a major impact on the Northwest electricity industry. The idea is the federal government would sell many of the Northwest electric transmission assets to private industry. That includes those huge metal towers you see from the highway and all the lines that connect them. The system is currently operated by the Bonneville Power Administration. That's a nonprofit entity based in Portland. It was created by the federal government years ago to sell the power created by more than 30 dams in the Northwest. Tom Carrier is the Eastern Washington representative on the Northwest Power and Conservation Council.
What the Trump administration is proposing is like foreclosing on a mortgage. It's like if you bought a house and you took out a mortgage and you have paid it back for 20 years and you're about ready to make the last payments, and the bank simply forecloses and they take the house away and they sell it to somebody who then rents the house to you. We've been paying off this mortgage and debt on this power system for 60, 70 years. It's really an unfair deal. It doesn't recognize what's going on in power markets, and it's a real threat to the Northwest.
Carrier says the proposal isn't new and it isn't surprising. He says similar ideas have been floated by past presidents and fought by the region's congressional members. He says this proposal would affect only the transmission system. It wouldn't lead to a sell-off of the federal dams on the Columbia and Snake Rivers. But even so, he says it would send huge ripples throughout the West.
The entire West Coast is connected through those lines. Bonneville owns and manages 3/4 of those transmission lines. So trying to privatize those would be a massive change. It's a cost of billions of dollars of transfer of ownership. And it's a huge cost to ratepayers in the Northwest. We essentially use the federal government as a bank. We borrowed money from them to build up this huge system over 60, 70 years. And then we systematically pay it back. And we've been in the process of doing that for decade after decade. And so it's the Northwest ratepayers that fundamentally have paid for this system. And when it's all paid up, it'll be a Northwest system.
Carrier says the proposal would affect mostly public utilities that buy power directly from Bonneville. But it would also affect the private utilities, such as Avista, that use those transmission lines to move electricity from one place to another. He says ownership changes would certainly lead to changes in transmission costs, which would trickle down to our monthly bills.
There's one other troubling aspect of it, though, which was to limit the borrowing authority of Bonneville. And that just arbitrarily caps their ability to borrow money anywhere from the federal government or from the private sector. And that really ties the hands of Bonneville to provide adequate and reliable service to the Northwest ratepayers. If we need to build a new transmission line for security and for adequacy, we need to be able to borrow the money and pay it back. So it's putting at jeopardy the reliability of electric power to Northwest ratepayers.
One other group speaking out and opposing the president's proposal is the Northwest Energy Coalition, which sometimes opposes Bonneville's actions in operating the federal river system in the Northwest. Fred Hewitt is the coalition's senior policy associate.
Well, on the whole, we all see it as being a really important regional resource, and we always have had our differences of opinion or complaints about what they do, but underneath it, it's an agency that's been around for a long time, since the late 1930s, and is providing an incredibly important set of services and resources for the Northwest.
He says the proposal comes at a time of great change in the Northwest power markets, with an increasing amount of energy coming from renewable resources such as wind and solar. And he says the transmission system is undergoing changes to become more efficient.
Although I think, you know, we all hope that this idea will go away, we have to be very sure that the region stands up and unifies and says, we don't want this, we don't need it, it's a bad idea. That has happened in the past, and it can happen again. And it's better for it to happen right away and really basically say, this is just a bad idea.
Washington Republican Congresswoman Kathy McMorris Rogers today said she opposes selling Bonneville Power's assets, and she and her colleague, Washington Republican Jamie Herrera Butler, are sending a letter of concern to Federal Budget Director Mick Mulvaney.